This is Leon Pereira from Leicester, England, preaching for the 8th of August. Our brother Timothy Ratcliffe, the former master of the Order of Preachers, once told a story of a French brother who was asked to go somewhere where he didn't want to go. "So what did you do?" Timothy asked. And the friar said, "I had a bottle of champagne to celebrate the freedom obedience gives me, and then I went." Years later, the same friar was asked to go somewhere else. Again he told Timothy, "He had a bottle of champagne, and then went where he was sent." When I heard this, I teased Timothy. "To celebrate the freedom poverty gives me," I said, "I think I should have 6 oysters. And as for chastity, I shall need at least a whole lobster thermidor." Gandhi once said, "It cost my friends a great deal of money to keep me in poverty." It is easy for Dominicans to fall into such a trap, that is, the ever-widening gap between our preaching and our deeds. We find rather incongruent behavior. The friar who is always banging on about justice and peace and poverty is the very one who lives it up in a villa in Tuscany. But that is what human beings do. We behave like hypocrites because that is what we are. Still, that shouldn't stop the rest of us from trying to live our vows faithfully, no matter how much we struggle, no matter how often we should stumble or fall. Our founder, St. Dominic, was not blind to these temptations and weaknesses. The weakness of male religious, St. Dominic suggests, is the temptation to a soft life, to a life of luxury, all the while espousing an ideal we do not attempt to live. In Dominic's time, the brethren tried to enlarge their priories, and Dominic railed at them already, that is, even before Dominic was dead. "Already you are building yourselves palaces." This has been true of us friars all through the ages. We joke about the friars in Rome whose knowledge of fine restaurants surpasses their acquaintance with the scriptures. We see the spectacle of so many friars who are ashamed to wear the habit and have no shame in donning branded and designer clothing made by companies which are destroying local industries throughout the world. St. Dominic seemed to perceive that the weakness of women religious is quite the opposite. Their temptation is to an austere life, or rather, to a life of self-imposed restrictions and criticism, a kind of watchfulness that wants to spread the misery evenly. When he visited the nuns of the order, St. Dominic more or less compelled the nuns, especially the junior ones, to drink wine with him. "Drink deeply, my daughters," he exhorted, as he shared the cup with them, because Dominican life must have a certain disinterested and carefree spirit. "Am I my brother's keeper?" asked Cain. And the answer is, yes, we are, but we are not our brother's jailer. The character of our Holy Father Dominic is so little known, very few details have come down to us, and precious little of his own writings survive. In contrast, the charismatic figure of St. Francis inspires many to follow him, while yet stirring controversy to this day, how best to be faithful to his spirit. The spirit of St. Dominic, in contrast, is much clearer to us. It is to long for the salvation of souls, and to that end, to study and to preach. Dominic was horrified by the heresy of the Cathars, by their awful turning away from the Father who makes all things through his word, by their rejection of the love of God revealed in that same word born as a baby for us. The preaching of Dominic has therefore a context. It is preaching within the heart of the church, from the heart of the church. Preaching must therefore flow from and seek Catholic unity. If our preaching has become perverted, if it has set itself up against the teaching of the church or preaches another gospel, then not only is our preaching vain, but it is doomed to fail. And more than that, we are doomed to fail. If we fail to respect St. Ignatius' injunction, sentire cum ecclesia, to think with the church, to feel with the church, then we forget our charism, and then our extinction as an order would be a good thing. As a novice, I was taught this consoling truth. God does not need the Dominican order. The order may come and go, and it will certainly go if we fail to live our charism within the heart of the Catholic Church. What abides is the Church, the body of Christ, and she is what matters, because Christ is what matters. Our longing as Dominicans is for more people to become part of the saving body of Christ, to be united to our head, Jesus himself. This longing was so strong in St. Dominic that he often wept. And that is why our motto is Veritas, truth, because only the truth will set the world free. And that truth is the Word through whom all things were made, the Word made flesh for us and for our salvation. Now, on the feast day of St. Dominic, as a preacher of the indulgence, I want to tell you that a plenary indulgence is granted to all the faithful for piously visiting a Dominican church or oratory, or a church dedicated to St. Dominic, and reciting there an Our Father and the Creed. For the friars, nuns, and sisters, a plenary indulgence is granted for formulating or renewing, at least privately, the promise to carry out faithfully the duties of their vocation. And for lay Dominicans and our clerical tertiaries, a plenary indulgence is granted for formulating or renewing, at least privately, the promise to carry out faithfully the statutes of their fraternity. And may I wish you all again a happy feast.